Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throw down your guns. Throw down your guns.
A lot of people paying close attention to efforts for new gun control initiatives, and that's got to be eating up some time for Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, who's the Democrat, newly elected Democrat, who represents the 7th Congressional District, much of Central Virginia, in this audience. And Congresswoman Spanberger, I really appreciate you coming on. You know, I want to say I get emails whenever we have you or Tim Kaine or Mark Warner on saying, you know, why are you having Democrats on talk radio? And I do think it's important for our audience to have the opportunity to hear directly from their elected leaders, regardless of whether they've got an R or a D behind their name. And so I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come on the air and chat with us. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you, John. I think it's part of the conversation that, you know, Americans across the country should be having. We should be having good conversations with those we may disagree with, because I think when we have those conversations, we find that maybe the disagreements aren't as great as we might have otherwise thought.
Well, I sure hope so. Can we start with the gun issue? Because the streak of shootings, Virginia Beach, and then the situation in Ohio and in Texas, and then yesterday in Philadelphia. What are you hearing, and what proposals, if any, are you interested in exploring or getting behind right now?
Yeah, so these are the most recent mass shootings have reignited a conversation that I heard about consistently when I was on the campaign trail, which is the question of how is it that we can address the issue of gun violence in our communities, and how is it that we can stop kids from dying in schools and people from dying in movie theaters when someone who seeks to do significant harm is able to do so, and typically their weapon of choice is a firearm, and particularly those that can fire many bullets, many rounds, in a short period of time. And so what I advocate for, and I think this is foundational, is the ability for us to actually enforce the laws that are already on the books. It is already an accepted thing that there are some individuals in our community who are what we call prohibited buyers. So people with a history of violence, a long criminal history, who are not legally allowed to buy a firearm. And if you or I were to go to a federally licensed point of sale, we would walk in, we would fill out a background check. It's a pretty straightforward process, and be permitted to walk out with that firearm. Typically, those background checks come back very, very quickly, and people can go in and go out with their firearms if there's no challenge to it. And so what I support is the notion that every person who endeavors to buy a firearm should go through that same process, right? If we have people who are prohibited buyers in our community, if they're able to buy a firearms outside of that background check process, then we can't enforce the law. And as it states now, it is currently only federally licensed points of sale that have to go through those background checks. Now, we do see some responsible firearms vendors at gun shows who choose of their own desire to use background check process because it is good for them. They want to make sure they know that they're selling the firearms to someone who is legally permitted to have a gun. But in fact, at gun shows, person-to-person sales, online sales, typically people do not have these background checks.
Now, but
so this is a
that wouldn't solve the specific cases that have enraged and upset so many people recently, right? Are those people in
It does not appear that recently that the two cases would have been addressed by background checks. But this is a foundational piece of we have laws on the books that we are not actually able to enforce. And we passed this bill in a bipartisan way in the House in February. A second piece, which we also passed in the House, would be closing the Charleston loophole. There's currently a loophole, well, it's called a loophole, where if you go through that background check process and it does not return quickly, the default is to allow someone to walk away or to purchase that firearm. And then later, if they are deemed a prohibited buyer, it's actually the responsibility of ATF agents
to go
back
it.
And take it. And this is really an officer safety issue because we have thousands of firearms sold to prohibited buyers each year. And then we have ATF agents who are going out in harm's way to take those firearms back.
Yeah.
And so the Charleston loophole closure, it's H.R. 1112, that it's called the Charleston loophole because the murderer who walked into a church and killed eight individuals in their Bible study was able to get a firearm because of this Charleston loophole. And we passed that also in February.
Of course, the concern is that people will slow walk it to try to keep responsible individuals from being able to buy guns. And I don't know how we navigate that. I mean, are you concerned that your party in general, and you don't have to bear the burden of the entire Democrat Party yourself, but are you concerned that your party is veering off to the left, deep left on this issue and a bunch of other issues? Or do you think there is a responsible middle ground that you're trying to figure out exists?
So I think they're actually, and I'll say just to the Charleston loophole,
okay,
the default comes in after 10 days. So there is the default to allow someone to purchase a firearm. It doesn't ultimately, the default doesn't keep you from buying one.
I see.
To answer your question about where the party's veering, I actually think it's the hefty middle of individuals who are really trying to say, yes, I believe in the First Amendment. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. I believe in the right to bear arms, but I also want to balance that right with the right of others to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and life being kind of the operable term there. And so I do think that, frankly, it's sometimes the loudest voices who may seem the more extreme that get a lot more of the attention. But I actually think the real problem that exists is that there are times when we're not talking to each other. We're talking past each other.
Yeah.
I'm a former federal agent. I used to carry a firearm every day. I grew up in a house with guns. I grew up with an uncle who was an avid hunter. I remember a time when I would visit my aunt and uncle's house, and the gun case was this beautiful piece of cherry wood furniture, and not to go anywhere near his shotguns or any of his guns.
So you're not scared of them like so many other people are.
And I think that's part of the problem is sometimes the people having the conversations, it's hard to have a conversation with someone who enjoys shooting, someone who enjoys hunting, someone who wants a firearm for personal protection. It's hard to have that conversation if you've never shot a firearm, if you've never carried one, if you don't understand sort of the responsibility of it.
Yeah, there's a steep learning curve with a lot of people,
absolutely.
Especially on the left, I have to say. And I don't want our time to escape without asking you a couple other questions. Where do you stand on this impeachment push for President Trump? I thought Nancy Pelosi and many senior leaders who had been through this dance before had urged Democrats to back away from that and just try to beat the guy at the ballot box next year. But it seems like that's rearing its head again. What do you think?
So I think that we have a constitutional responsibility, members of Congress, to conduct oversight. I'm on the Agriculture Committee and the Foreign Affairs Committee, so my oversight is the conservation title, which is not nearly as newsworthy.
Okay.
But the Judiciary Committee and the Financial Services Committee and the Oversight Committee are conducting their constitutional duty in investigating any potential allegations of wrongdoing by the president or by anyone in the administration. And so where I think that we have an obligation to conduct our constitutional responsibility of oversight, I think it is not correct. And again, my point of view is that of a former federal agent where you had to collect facts and evidence before you ever went to the U.S. attorney to say, hey, this is what I think we're going to be doing. And certainly before the U.S. attorney ever decided that they were going to file charges, you had to have the information. And so I think it's incredibly important that we continue gathering facts and evidence for a couple reasons. One, oversight is our constitutional responsibility. But also, if you look at the Mueller report, the fact that there were 7 convictions from that investigation, there's 20 ongoing investigations, there's details about how the Russians attacked our election system. There's a lot beyond and in addition to potentially looking at potential crimes committed by the president or anyone in his circle.
Yeah, there's some issues
that,
there,
that
but nothing
Americans should actually want uncovered. And I think that doing so in a measured and in a fact-finding process is incredibly important.
Well, forgive me for stepping on you, but there are a lot of people in your party who don't seem to be that measured. They want to they want to beat the heck out of Donald Trump. You know, so what do you intend to do? Are you in your private conversations, without revealing something you don't want to reveal? Yeah. Do you tell your colleagues, hey, let's focus on the election? Or are you saying, hey, you know what? We can do a lot of damage to this guy by continuing to talk up collusion and impropriety that doesn't seem to have evidence to convict him or even indict him.
Yeah, no, I mean, what I say behind closed doors and what I say here is we have a responsibility to affirm the faith that the American people have in us. We have a responsibility to make any investigations into any president, be it this one, be it the next one, be it three down the line, that any challenges that we as members of Congress might put towards the president, that they be really focused on protecting our Constitution, protecting the strength of this country, and not have it be focused on politics. And of course, that's very, very difficult, because once once politics becomes involved and we are a two-party system, but to the best of our ability, it is incredibly important that we focus on what it is that we were sworn to do. And you know, I've sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution three times now in my life, and it is an overriding principle. You know, and certainly I have many disagreements with the president, and that I'm sure is not surprising to you or your viewers or your listeners, excuse me. But I think it's incredibly important that any investigations that exist do so. They should continue, but without any predetermined idea of where they should go and what the outcome should be.
Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger, the Democrat who represents the 7th Congressional District. I know you got to go and I got to run too. So thank you very much for calling in today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.